Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to In Faith Network Radio. Celebrate Christ with us as we go behind the scenes of Christian entertainment to reveal hidden blessings and share with the Christian community. In Faith Network Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to In Faith Network Radio. I am your host, Lisa Watson, and I am very happy to be with you this evening. And I hope everyone out there is good and comfortable because we have got a wonderful show tonight. My guest this evening grew up in Southern California in the quiet little community of Orange. She attended Penn State University on a full athletic scholarship for softball. And while at Penn State, she double majored in journalism and Spanish. She completed her educational program in Seville, Spain. And as she puts it, she is an enthusiast and goofy mom to two children. One of them has PAWS. She's a wife, a coach, a teacher, an author, and a five-time cancer survivor. So we will get a chance to talk to her a little bit about that soon. So it is my pleasure to welcome Erin Weideman to the show tonight. Welcome, Erin.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm so happy to be here with you.
It is wonderful to have you on the show tonight. So let's just jump right in and have you tell us kind of what inspired you to write your first book. Is this your first book? Awesome, congratulations. I know how exciting that is. And when did you decide, what inspired you to write it, and when did you decide, you know, it's time?
Oh, my gosh. The book series was really born out of, you know, as a girl, I struggled so hard with feelings of inadequacy, of insecurity. I would constantly, you know, as a child, it's really easy for girls to do this, and I was definitely a victim of this, to just compare myself to all the other girls I would see. And I was really confused about my own self-worth, my identity, and who God made me to be was just sort of lost on me. So those feelings of doubt and insecurity really sort of followed me through high school and college, and inspired me, you know, now as a wife and a mother who's got a daughter. I was inspired to really create a series for girls that would help them combat those feelings so that they could, you know, learn the things about them that are true, which is that God loves them and has a specific and amazing plan for each of their lives.
Right. You know, and at age 26, Erin, you were kind of given a diagnosis that changed your life forever. And, you know, at a time, you know, when most people are kind of just, you know, out of college, settling into their careers, or they're starting a life with a spouse or starting a family. So can you share with listeners what your life was like for you during that, you know, time, and what gave you the courage to kind of dust yourself off and deal with the reality that you'd been given?
Gosh, that's such a loaded question, and it sort of starts before my diagnosis. You know, you mentioned earlier that I went to Penn State on a softball scholarship, and while I was there, I was, you know, at least pursuing the passions and talents that I had. I always had a real passion for writing and for language, so I majored in journalism and Spanish, you know, just because I felt those topics were, you know, something that were on my heart, and that's something that I was made to do. But when I graduated college, I was sort of bit by, you know, the bug of, oh, okay, I need to get right out of school and be just this independent, you know, attractive career woman and just have my whole life together and make a lot of money on my own. So I went into finance, of all things. I went into a job where I worked for a mortgage company, which is like, you know, talking about loans and amortizations all day.
Right.
And it was so far away from what I had been created to do that God just very violently at the age of 26 decided that I would be diagnosed with metastatic thyroid cancer, which just was the most terrifying shock for me. As a college athlete, I had never had any health problems or injuries, and I was a really healthy human up until that point. And to just be told at 26 that, you know, you have this very advanced, you know, very aggressive form of cancer, you know, in your chest, in your neck, in your brain, and to have to go into immediate surgery and you know, rehabilitation mode, my life just radically changed. I was healthy one day, and then one day I wasn't. So it was a very scary time. It was a very dark time, especially in those first few mm-hmm. months. I was just so confused and sad and just thought my life was over. And I was so
right.
disappointed that I wasn't going to get to do some of the things that I was really excited about doing in life. It was during that time of just evaluating, you know, the choices that I had made and decisions that I had, you know, made in my life, that I really reprioritized and took a closer look at, okay, how was I made and what did God put me on this earth to do? And then I
right.
immediately wanted to realign myself with what those aspects and those, you know, talents and gifts and the passions that He had given me. I wanted to really pick those up and then do them wholeheartedly for the Lord.
Now, Erin, you come from an athletic background. Was there ever a moment when you kind of felt like, you know, I don't feel too well, or something feels a little off, and you kind of just, I'll worry about it later, or something like that? Because sometimes people, you know, they kind of know something may be, you know, not quite well with them, but they kind of don't want to know, or they kind of don't want to delve into, you know, what could possibly be wrong, or let me go get this, you know, checked out or something like that.
Well, I had no symptoms to speak of besides, you know, I felt a small lump. When I was in college, I remember doing my hair one day and looking in the mirror and noticing, you know, just sort of a small lump on the left side of my neck, and actually got it checked out over a couple of years with two different doctors who just said, you know, it's probably a swollen lymph node and you don't really have any symptoms of anything major, and we never did a test on it. And it wasn't until,
wow.
I mean, years later, you know, at least 5 years later, that someone very close to me, a friend of ours, convinced me to go to an ENT, like an ear, nose, and throat specialist
mm-hmm.
person who could evaluate what that was. And in that doctor's office, like, thank God my mom was there. She just decided to go with me because the office was by her house. And
mm-hmm.
we're in the office, and I'm being evaluated by the doctor, and he's, you know, he just stops the exam and says, what are you doing tomorrow? We need to have surgery. And I was so confused. I was just there to sort of be checked on. And he just
right.
was like, stop your life, and we're gonna go in tomorrow and operate because I can tell this is cancer right away, which was scary.
Whoa. Now, Erin,
they normally
don't
tell you that in the doctor's office.
Exactly. Right. You're
yeah,
especially
so
when
usually
you're
do a test
expecting
first
just to go in and out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
definitely.
So,
yeah, it was shocking to say the least, but thank God every day my mom was there with me.
Wow. Erin, you've said that for you, you know, the cancer has been one of the most cherished blessings in your life. So why was that?
That is so true. And people sometimes look at me like I'm a little bit crazy when I say that. But there really was, I don't think, anything else that could have happened to me to get me back on the right path. I was going 100 miles an hour, completely committed to making money and being this self-sufficient, you know, amazing woman with no help from anybody else
mm-hmm.
in a career that was clearly not made for me at all. And just my priorities were all out of whack. So it really took something just so horrific to stop me in my tracks and to get me thinking about the things that really matter. So I don't think anything else could have happened to me as somebody who was just healthy and, you know, just sort of focused on the things of this world.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God every single day that He did that for me. And a lot of people tell me I'm crazy, but that's just how I feel.
Right. So, Erin, tell us a little bit more about your book. The Adventures of Rooney Cruz is a series, and
mm-hmm.
the first novel is Hannah, The Bell of Prayer. So kind of tell us a little bit about that and Rooney herself, because she is quite a wonderful little girl.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so The Adventures of Rooney Cruz is a series that our parent company, Bible Bells, puts out. And Bible Bells has to do with what it means to be beautiful on the inside. The girls today and girls who are growing up in today's world are just bombarded every day by these negative messages about what the world tells them they need to be beautiful. Here's how you need to dress. This is how you need to talk. This is what you need to look like. this is who you need to pretend to be in order to mm-hmm. gain love and respect and to be a beautiful person. And it's just not the case. So The Adventures of Rooney Cruz, we launched it. It's a 5-book series that will help girls today learn about real beauty, what it means to be truly beautiful, learn that there's a God who loves them and who created them for a specific and mighty purpose. So the book series is essentially this adventure that families can go on to learn about these 5 superhero women of the Bible and guide their daughter along to understanding these are the special virtues that a girl can possess to be truly beautiful, and that the measure of beauty is not the world's measurement, it's a measure of our own hearts.
Wow. So tell us what is HEARD, what that stands for, and what Heroes for Her is all about.
Okay, so there's a lot of information in there, but basically our series, you know, we prayed a lot and I studied a lot about the women of the Bible. And as just, you know, a regular mom who feels intimidated to teach the Bible to her daughter, if I can be totally honest with you, I think that's how a lot of moms feel and parents feel, just not qualified and not able to bring these stories in a relatable and entertaining and exciting way to their kids. So we chose 5 women of the Bible who we really felt exemplified those virtues that a girl needs to be truly beautiful. So we settled on mm-hmm. Hannah, Esther, Abigail, Ruth, and Deborah. And these are all Old Testament women who can just teach one special quality about what that means. So that if you're learning about these women and trying to sort of navigate the challenge that an everyday girl faces, you've got these tools and powers
right.
to be able to, you know, call on. These are all spiritual gifts that God gave us, prayer, patience, the ability to wait on him, bravery. When we get scared, we have this confidence and trust in God that he's going to deliver us, loyalty and Ruth and what it means to be a friend who has a servant's heart, who loves other people. And then Deborah in the 5th and final book, you know, Rooney, our main character, really discovers that she's got all of these qualities built inside her. And when she gets to Deborah, it's sort of that moment where she realizes, I'm a superhero in my own right. I can set
right.
out and do the things that God has called me to do. So it's a way for girls to just feel empowered when at times as a girl, and you grew up a girl, you know, you were a girl
mm-hmm.
before you became an adult girl. You know exactly that struggle that I'm talking about, that girls, that
right.
all girls face. So it's just a way to empower girls to feel differently about themselves and who God created them to be.
Absolutely. And, you know, I don't think there's – And this is a saying that, you know, is definitely true. There are children have the ability to be such loving, caring individuals, and also so ridiculously mean sometimes. I mean, there's nothing that can cut you sometimes like a kid. And so, you know, just for Rooney, I mean, I just reading the book, I mean, I could just see some of that just happening, you know, as far as, oh, what are you wearing? What are you doing? You're different. You know, you're standing out and, you know, you want to try to fit in and kind of fly like under the radar, so to speak. And when people kind of point out things about you, I'm like, I was tall. So most of the time I am like towering over people. And so,
oh, me too.
You know,
I was like
just
taller than everybody in grade school.
Right. And it's like, you know, you want anything that kind of makes you kind of different or stand out, but that's where you get a lot of your strength from, is your, you know, ability to be different and it be okay.
Well, and God made you that way. You know, the things that you, and especially for girls, like the things that you look at in the mirror and decide, oh my gosh, like why do I look that way? Why am I this tall? Why am I this, you know, why does my body look like this? Why was I built this way? The things that we, you know, sort of complain about and feel frustrated and worthless about, those are, I mean, God made us exactly the way he wanted to. So it's, Rooney is really, I mean, the main character of our series, Rooney Cruz, is really the key to connecting girls to these women of the Bible, because she is just a regular girl who goes through the same exact struggles that all these girls face today, you know, feeling intimidated in social situations and lacking confidence when you're challenged by somebody, and that really special kind of bullying that girls like to do to each other, where they're catty and they gossip, and it happens in dark corners and places that it isn't so public. You know, girls are very calculating about the way that they're mean to each other. So the main character of our series is just a normal girl struggling with all of that. And that's why we think that girls are going to connect with her.
Now, we've got a question for you. I have someone on the chat line, and her name is Zeddy, and she says, how do you encourage, influence, or be an example to being open and receiving God's message?
How do I encourage people to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say, you know, I mean, in my personal life, I think just being real and being really open about my situation and my story helps me do that. I was a very, you know, as a child, and in my adolescence and my teen years, I would just withhold all of my feelings and emotions and the things that would happen to me, and I would just bury those down deep inside. So, you know, as somebody who's survived cancer and as somebody who's, you know, launching this series for girls and in being a mom to my two-year-old daughter, I'm just trying to be real. And when feelings come up or something gets put on my heart or something's plaguing my mind, I know that the way to deal with those things is not to bottle them inside the way I did when I was a kid. So if anything I could say could encourage anybody today, it's just embrace the real, and the weird, messy, awful parts of your life are what make you human and they're what make you beautiful. And it's about celebrating those things and just being forthcoming and open and real with people.
Right. And follow up on Zeddy's questions. Well, she said a lot of young women believe they know best, and that's true. And so, you know, in those instances, I think that, you know, sometimes in order to hear God's word, you actually have to be still long enough to hear it. And, you know, sometimes it's not just a blaring, huge, loud, in-your-face type of message. Sometimes it's soft and subtle, and you really have to kind of be still to hear it sometimes.
I think that makes a lot of sense, though, too. And the reason, I mean, we chose the five women for this series, you know, because they teach these virtues to girls, but their initials spell out, as you mentioned before, they spell out the word heard, H-E-A-R-D. And our vision verse for Bible Bells is the sound of the bells will be heard. It comes from Exodus 28:35. That just tells the story of Aaron and his ability to deliver a message and to bring God's word to the people. And he would wear these bells. They would make noise, and they protected him, and they let people know that an important message was coming. And I think, you know, girls today, this world tells girls to be loud and to be sassy and to have this attitude of, I do know best, and I do have it all figured out. I know I was very guilty of that when I was in my teens specifically, and then as an early adult, of just, I want to come across like I have everything figured out, and I don't want to be vulnerable with people. I don't want to really be honest and let people know the real me. And that's how girls see themselves as being strong, as I can just bear all this, and I, you know, on the surface, everything's calm and collected and everything's cool when it's not.
Right. So before we get wrapped up hearing more from Erin Weideman about her novel, Hannah, The Bell of Prayer, the first book in the Adventures of Rooney Cruz series, I'd like to let listeners know that our live chat session is open. You're welcome to comment or ask questions there. You can call us at area code 646-200-4071. And after the live show, I will be posting the podcast and recap blog to readersentertainment.com. And for those listeners that want to learn more about Erin as we're chatting with her and more about her novels, you can check out her website at www.erinweideman, and that's erinweideman.com, or Bible Bells at www.biblebells.com. So, Erin, why do you refer to them as superheroes? Tell us a little bit more about that.
I think, you know, for me, it's such an interesting way to approach women of the Bible, right? These are stories that, you know, typically have sort of been under the surface of regular biblical teaching. You know, everybody can name a lot of the stories of the great men in the Bible, but when you think about some of the women, I mean, as we were doing research for the book, we were asking girls, you know, who are your favorite women in the Bible? And they couldn't even tell us. And it wasn't, if you think about it, it's not until, you know, as a Christian woman or as a woman, who is faith-centered, until we get in a Bible study, we start learning about these women and we go, wow, I can really pull some interesting lessons out of these stories. So we wanted a way to connect girls today with these women. And when you really break down their stories and the fact that they've each got this one special quality that empowered them in their life to make, to be used for a mighty purpose, to make a good decision when danger was or trouble was on the horizon. They use their spiritual gifts in very unique ways. So in order to connect girls with these stories, we introduce this element of superpower. So as Rooney moves through the stories, she's acquiring the knowledge or she's acquiring the ability to use these powers that the women of the Bible had as a way to combat problems she's going to face, you know, deal with social situations that she comes across. So the element of superheroes is one that is popular with kids today and that can really connect them to the story of the Bible and make it fun and entertaining and relevant for them.
And that's definitely true. And I know in today's society, of course, we know that sex sells and girls are growing up much faster and they're struggling with peer pressure, the desire to be liked, their self-image, self-worth. It's a lot to deal with. And so I think that, you know, the books in your series will definitely help young girls be able to assert themselves in a positive, age-appropriate way.
Yeah, I think, you know, for us too, I'm a full-time teacher. You know, I've coached softball since I graduated. I decided I couldn't let go of the sport, so I got into coaching. And I spend a lot of time with girls who are like young adolescents, teens, and as you see them struggling with the things that you just mentioned, peer pressure, you know, constant comparison and just their own identity as human beings, it's a very reactive approach that society's taken. We sort of wait until these problems are just terrible. And as girls get older, then we say, oh my gosh, what should we do? The Bible Belt series and the Adventures of Bernice Cruz series is designed specifically, and I thought and prayed a lot about this, so that very young girl could experience these stories and immediately have meaningful conversations with her parents, talk about some of the issues in the book. It's designed so that it's virtually impossible to read each book in the series from start to finish. It's designed so that you have to stop and talk with your daughter and talk to the girl who's in front of you and give her practical tools and tips and ideas and thoughts and just ways that she can navigate in a positive way all of these feelings as they start to happen to her, not years later when she's already been affected by them.
Right. So that's definitely, I can definitely see the need for that, for people at home to be able to discuss these things with their young daughters as they're reading through your series. How can the church utilize this new series of yours?
I think, too, you know, and we want to make it easy for churches as well to do things like, you know, host mother-daughter teas and host little events on their campus where parents can come together with their daughters and just talk about some of these superpowers, right? Talk about what does prayer look like in the life of a young child and how to give them tips and tools. And, you know, when a girl sets out to be patient and wait for God's timing, man, that is a hard one. So it's just, we want the church to be able to use it and go, all right, well, we've got these skills that we want to teach and we've got these women of the Bible. And what's just a fun, easy way for families to come together, whether it's, you know, hosting a book club or doing a week-long vacation Bible study on their campus over the summer. So there's a lot of neat resources and tools that we have direct on our website to just reach out to churches and say, here's a fun and easy way to bless your church community and get parents and kids involved in this conversation.
Right. Now, will your series be available in other languages?
We are actually looking into translating it into other languages. We just finished the Spanish translation, which I'm so excited about. I teach Spanish.
Right.
I teach literature at my school this year, too, but I teach Spanish predominantly, which I love, obviously. And so we just finished the Spanish translation. It's up on our website now. But, yes, all the books will be translated into other languages as soon as we can get that done.
Cool. Now, you know, when God has a plan for us, sometimes we agree and we act immediately. And sometimes it kind of takes a little prodding for us to get on the right path. So, Aaron, when God showed you the path that he wanted you to walk, kind of did you jump on it with both feet, or was there a little bit of hesitation at all? Like, are you sure?
That sort of happened in a couple of different steps. So when, I was first diagnosed at 26 with cancer, that was sort of like a violent shove. Like God was poking me before that. And I was like, oh no, God, I know better. And I just kind of ignored him. And then he violently shoved me with that. And then I would say, you know, as far as him showing me the path, this is like predating even him, and he was so instrumental in me in just the softening of my heart towards the Lord and towards trying to find some sort of a relationship back to the Lord after I had spent so many years ignoring him. He just encouraged me to join women's groups and pray together and go to church together and just, you know, and walk that path together. I was very, very hesitant after, you know, when the diagnosis was still fresh and I was still having recurrences of cancer, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 times. And he had these grand plans of, oh, let's get married and we'll have a family. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I might not even be around that long. So what's the point? So I was very hesitant, to be honest, about, you know, I don't think that's what God has planned for me. But once I stopped trying to guess what God was doing and started to ask him, then I got brave. I got a little bit more brave and just was very open to saying, you know what, I'm still here. You left me here for a reason. I've had recurrent cancer 4 separate times after my initial diagnosis. And he keeps me around because I know something's supposed to happen. So it's neat to be able to think about that. And when I do feel hesitant, you know, I can just shrug my shoulders and keep my head up and say, no, I'm supposed to be here and be okay with that. So it's exciting and a little scary, but yeah, I don't spend a lot of time thinking about like the hesitation part of it because I'm just so grateful to be here.
Right. Now we've got another question for you from the chat. This listener says, my relationship with God was introduced to me by a friend. My parents were not interested. Is the book designed for situations like that?
It's definitely designed, and, you know, when I wrote the series, I wrote it for early readers. You know, if you're just learning to read, you'll definitely need help from any person that has a vested interest in your well-being, in your health as a human being, in your faith. So it's definitely not designed just for parents. It's really designed for anybody who loves the girls in their life and loves the girls in their life and sees the struggle that they're going through and wants to help. You know, if you're excited and committed to at least having that dialogue and sitting down with a girl and just pouring into her in a positive way, this series will help you do that.
Wow. Now, I know I'm a little bit late saying this, but for anybody that is literally just tuning in, we've got a couple minutes left. We're speaking with author, wife, coach, mom, and cancer survivor, Erin Weideman, about her novel, Hannah, The Bell of Prayer, which is book one in the Adventures of Rooney Cruz series. So, Erin, tell us a little bit about, or if you can, a little sneak peek at what's next for Rooney Cruz.
What's next? Well, the next book in the series, Esther, The Bell of Patience, is coming out. We're just like 60 to 90 days away from Esther coming out, so we're super excited about that. We just launched a new podcast on iTunes and on our website direct. It's called Heroes for Her, and it's a place where people can come to learn about positive female heroes that are living from their values, that are, you know, professionally committed to what their passions are, And it's really exciting to be able to bring that to people. I think just the format of that, sort of like the conversation we're having now where it's just an interview, and if you want to stop in and find out who are the amazing women of today pouring into other people who have a heart for loving and serving others, who are using their gifts and talents for a mighty purpose, then that new podcast is definitely something you want to check out. And it's easy to subscribe. You just go to iTunes and search Heroes for Her, and there's a picture of my face there. And you can subscribe and listen in. We just launched with our first 9 episodes. So there's a lot going on, but very exciting.
Great, because I was about to ask, you know, where can listeners purchase your book? Is it available as an ebook or maybe a downloadable version as well?
Yeah, we have on our website, if you go to Bible Belles, it's BibleBelles.com. Our books are there, and they're currently offered in a hardback and then also an ebook downloadable version. It's super easy to grab that one as well. And I wanted to tell you guys too, if anybody that's listening, if you head to our website and use the coupon code READ, R-E-A-D, we have free shipping there on any order. So if anybody's interested in that, the code is R-E-A-D, READ.
Awesome. Well, Erin, I would, you know, gosh, we ran out of time. So we'll definitely, I would love to have you on in the future. And you can talk to us more about your novels and what's new with you. And it's been such a pleasure having you and being able to sit down and chat with you this evening.
Thank you so much for having me, Lisa. This has been so fantastic.
Absolutely. I would like to thank our listeners here for joining us at Readers Entertainment Radio for our In Faith Network program. Don't forget, you can find us at readersentertainment.com. There's a link for Readers Entertainment Radio at the top of the page where you can find Christian Readers Radio and In Faith Network shows. And, of course, we'll have the recap blog of Erin's show later this evening. And if you'd like, you can leave a comment about tonight's show. We would love to hear from you. So you can definitely check out BibleBelles.com and find out more about Erin's wonderful series. And it's just really amazing. I've read the first book myself, and I loved it. So tune in next week for my Readers Entertainment Radio show. My guest will be Pat Walker. So I'm your host, Lisa Watson, saying be blessed, be inspired, and happy reading. Good night, Erin. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Lisa.
Have a good night.
You too. Thank you again.
Thank you.
InFaith Network Radio.
Bye.
Blessings through entertainment. www.infaithnetwork.com. Come join our ever-growing Christian community.